for informational purposes for anybody, this meeting is being recorded. And we have no request for public comment listed. If there is anybody on Teams that would like to speak publicly that had not signed up prior, please let us know now. Hearing none, we will move on. The only item on today's agenda is the Data and Analytics Subcommittee work. And so with that, I'm turning it over to Mr. Horn. And move forward.
All right. So the big thing, we were just wanting to sit face to face, and we just thought it was easier if we're all in the same room and we can talk through all of the numbers.
Absolutely.
Trying to fill the some of the data in that we need for our report, but then to look for other data as well. So using the schedules, that's the biggest thing to start with, so that we can fill those in from last year's report. And so I think Schedule B and C is what you sent out.
Well, I sent the first spreadsheet I sent out had A1, A2, and D, which I've
yes.
got hard copies here just in case you guys
can't
remember. No, I know. And okay, my printer was acting unfriendly this morning, so hopefully I have everything here, but if not, I'm right there. I can run out and print. That's what I thought would be the A1 data. So Schedule A1 is... Okay, so Schedule A, this would be A1.
So A1, I don't have what I can refer to.
It's, you want to make copies of, this was the
is that the old one?
That's the old report.
Okay. Yeah.
So really I've just taken, I've added, wait, that says continues, I think that's A2. Okay, yeah, this is A1, sorry.
Yes. Okay.
So expense budget.
But that's
budget.
Just taking that and making a bar chart. All right. So that's.
These are the data elements for the 3-year referendum years to be able to recreate this with 3 years.
Right.
However, you guys want to do that.
Okay.
So that.
Yeah. I mean, because that is just taking that and putting it into a bar.
I mean, it's just so like over here, you got STEM resolution. And on this sheet, you can see STEM resolution or STEM referendum is this program 14719. And so then you got 18.
And that's
19.
A combination of all of these, is that right? No, it's not.
No, each one of these lines is one of the different referendum.
Okay, so it
areas.
Doesn't pull all of them down.
Well, I mean, you got them broken out. They're broken out here.
Yeah.
They're broken out here. It's just in a different order because.
But it didn't, there were just the three at one time, right? We didn't have career, technical, STEM, remediation, science referendum.
Yeah, it was just,
it was all considered.
It was all
STEM.
Considered in the STEM number.
Oh, okay.
This is a new breakdown.
Okay, no, I see that in 18-19. Yeah, so in 19-20, apparently the district got more granular, added in STEM.
Correct.
And science. Right.
But to match that, I mean, we can expand it out, but to compare year to year, can we pull all these in?
Sure.
One number of saying that's all. Awesome.
Yeah, that's
we
what,
don't have to be as granular.
That's what you do whatever you want.
Okay.
This is your report. This is just how the data is in our
yeah,
system.
And it's safe to say if I added all this, that will be comparing. If I add those numbers together, it will.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you the numbers now if you want me to pull them out.
That's okay.
No, let's go ahead and get them. We're here.
Okay. Can you do it on your...
Let's.
I'm good. Good.
Knock it out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you recall in one of the emails, there was on one of the schedules, there was an expenditure number from 18-19 that doesn't match what's in the expenditure ledger now. And I commented it's probably an implementation issue with the reporting, but I would suggest that we make a footnote and update the original, you know, number using current number. You'll see that when we get to it though.
Yeah.
Whichever schedule it was, I don't recall. Your computer is about to restart.
No. Don't do it, don't do it.
All right, well, it's restarting anyway. I tell you what, let me go add that subtotal. So what we want to combine, let's make sure we're all in the same.
I would say 715, 16, 17, and 18, and 19.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just want to be able to extend.
So I'm going to go just add a subtotal line of those to this and reprint it.
Okay.
While my computer restarts.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, that'll help us get what,
yeah,
what we're looking for those numbers. I haven't noticed I'm getting all of these, isn't it? And then this, we can just kind of extend this up.
Which one?
For A continuing.
Yes.
Actually, this will be A.
Yeah.
You won't be able to get on Facebook.
Mary, anything you want to, were you supposed to bring anything to us?
Nope, not that I know of. I'm just sitting back.
All right.
Semi-listening to you. Thank you.
I even brought my reading glasses today.
Nice.
Everything looks huge. You guys were packed on the island Sunday.
It's been just nuts. Which is awesome.
Oops. So when I am when I'm preparing this year's version of this letter, so I'll obviously rewrite whatever this is. But did you just simply take this boilerplate from the year before and extend it, or did you recreate this entire thing from scratch?
I took it and just updated. You know, so you bring up what was recommended last time, and then you go.
So if you want to give me the ones I handed a second ago, I'll cross them. Says A1 at the top in red. And then this version has a subtotal for the original stem at the bottom.
Tim, can you send this to me as an Excel so that we can then do screenshots for our report?
Mm-hmm. Let me send it to you when we're done, in case I make any other changes.
I'm with you. Okay, so now these are.
You know what's, let me just point something out, what's not on here, and we talked about this, this is one of those weird accounting things. The amount that's in, that we're assigning to fund balance.
Right.
We don't actually expense it, so you don't see it on here as an expense.
Right.
We've just, we collected revenues that we didn't then roll forward. So the amount assigned to fund balance is sitting in our fund balance as an assignment, and I think we need to add that. Well, it's on here.
Was it ever done the first year?
I don't think it was assigned until the second year.
That's what I was remembering.
I don't think they actually assigned it until the second year, but it's out there as an assigned fund balance.
Okay.
And in the current year budget, you can see we have another layer, 14725. Oh, there it is, right there. Oh, no, it is included in there. I must have just added it in. But it's not actually expensed, so it's kind of, does that make sense?
Yeah, just.
We didn't write a check for fund balance, you know?
Right. But is that earmarked for STEM?
No, it's earmarked at, so there's a state statute that tells us that we need to stay, really the target is 3% minimum fund balance, and it's a percentage of revenues.
Right.
So when we inflate our revenues with the referendum collections, it's logical to say, well, since that's inflating revenues, then 3% of that collection should be set aside instead of it impacting the general fund.
Reason, because we pulled it out of STEM funding the first year.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
So that's why.
That's how we funded it.
Yeah, because the other.
Because we were not spending STEM money the first year, because we didn't know if we could for this, that, and capital expenditures.
Well, and also because everything else is already committed, you know, 85% roughly is committed to charter schools and employee salaries.
Right.
So that's the only discretionary bucket that remains to pull from. And so it was pulled from there.
Right. But we tried to do it and had it been designated once this is over and you don't have to maintain that fund, it would go towards STEM spending at the end of the.
We made that recommendation.
Right.
So we, but ultimately that's the district's decision to make, right?
I mean, it's. Well, I mean, the referendum said you will spend it at these percentages.
Right.
And so.
If the revenue goes away, then there's no longer that 3% set aside need. So that does make sense.
Yeah, so maybe I'm misunderstanding what you're saying. When you say it goes away, what are you talking about?
When you don't need a fund, if let's say we don't continue a village, if this is voted down, so then you have to spend that 3%. It should be spent on STEM funding.
Well, I think I think it has to be.
It was, well,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so that's why we wanted it allocated, or however you want to say it, you know, notated that this money was pulled out of the STEMs.
I think that'd be a great footnote for Schedule A.
Yeah, 15.5%.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go back in, let's take $1.3 million as the number and say, well, 51 goes here and, you know, right. Then divide it out that way.
Right, good point.
All right, so your recommendation is that we add a footnote that says that the.
Should the referendum revenue stream.
Cease.
Then the previous year's cumulative assigned fund balance will be returned to the STEM programs.
Correct.
Okay.
As that's where it was.
Yeah, because, you know, again, beating this horse, if the revenue now drops by, you know, $43 million, we don't have to have an additional 3%
of that
set aside for that for a state rule, right?
And I think needs to be the dollar amount that's been pulled. Years, because going forward it's going to be pulled out. Let's say that, you know, it goes up to 50 million, where you're going to take 3% of 4 million out of the whole thing. It won't keep coming out of STEM every year subsequently.
It depends. Right now it has to, because the commitment is 51% goes to MEA, 14.5% goes to charter schools.
Yeah, but part of that is, no, it's not. The three is not in there. You're correct. Yeah. I was thinking it was.
Now, with the renewal, the boards, you know, there was a lot of discussion last night on how the proceeds would be spent in the future. So this current plan will almost certainly change. And so that distribution, and, you know, if it does pass is going to be determined by the board over the next many months.
Before the referendum or after?
I did not hear a timeline, a specific timeline.
It seems like they would want to put that in there for the vote. That if, I mean, let's just say 100% goes to charter schools. I mean, that would sway a vote one way or another.
The language in the referendum, I think it was driven by statute. I know it's limited on the language.
Number of words. Yeah.
So it's pretty high level.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying though? I mean, if you say, you know, at our discretion, we can do whatever, which is what Sarasota does.
Yes. I mean, it will be spent on these program areas, but it doesn't get down into X percent, Y percent. And so, that was my understanding, that was negotiated with
after the referendum passed. Okay.
So, you know, if it's on the ballot in November, this was voted last night. So if it passes, we'll have time to do those negotiations and come up with a plan.
So they did pass that last night. It's going to be this November?
Yes.
All right.
John, so you're going to, he's going to send you that information. You're going to extend this.
Correct.
Physically.
Yes.
You're going to,
or Bobby or somebody.
I.e. not me. Not my.
Yes.
Wheelhouse.
So, schedule B.
Well, there's an A2 also. That you schedule it, so that they will need to. So this one is the allocation percentage and what that actually, the revenues and the expenditures. So here's schedule A2, and it's got the same thing. Do I need to combine 14715 through 14719? I guess I do.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let me go do that.
Should have the interest collected as well, so you'll see how much the total revenue was, collections and interest. Mm-hmm. Mary, are you on?
Yeah, I am.
Do you know if the interest in this, you know, it's interest earned on the money, does that include interest on the fund balance and any unpaid receipts? Is that, how do we know that all the interest is collected and allocated to the referendum money?
Well, there wouldn't be interest on unpaid receipts.
Well, what I mean is if we've collected $30 million and we've only paid out $5 million, we should be getting interest on $25 million. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. That's a very good question, especially about the reserve fund. I asked Tim. That's a great question.
Okay, he just stepped down. I thought you might know the answer. Is why I asked.
No, I don't. Thank you.
Welcome, Sandra.
Sandra, are you there? Amanda may have everybody muted.
Yeah. So I'll ask Tim that.
Okay. I mean, I'd like to, for you and I to get a walk out of here today with the nuts and bolts of this. Done so on the 17th we can present it to the
committee,
approve it, get it put together, and be able to. So really the other stuff while he stepped out, this stuff Bobby agreed to add the roads. So I don't know how this works. I mean, I'd like to make sure that he's done that, but I don't know if I can send him an email to remind him of that.
I think you can. You can just say, just don't reply. Just say, Bobby, you said you were going to do this.
Okay.
Will you confirm to Amanda that you are on it and you will have it ready?
Ready.
And maybe say the 15th to send so we can review it before.
Okay.
I mean, the best thing is if we can have the deadline before the 17th so that we can send it out to everybody.
Right. We have to review. Amanda, you there?
I'm here.
And what's publishing? When can we get attachment? What's the last day for attachments?
For the May 19th.
17th, you said.
I have May 19th down for your next meeting.
All right, I may have just heard it wrong.
Hold on. Tuesday.
Wednesday, May 19th at 2 p.m. in room 203.
Yeah, that's what I've got. Okay.
Thursday, too.
Okay, perfect. So we need to publish that on May 11th, actually.
Right, but you said I could add attachments after?
Yeah, we can amend. If you don't have all the attachments available at the time of publication, the agenda can be amended to add the attachments.
Yeah, or change it.
Okay.
But it has the separate, you know, it's had scheduling one.
Yeah, I was on it this morning, actually. Because I get rid of decimals or that is what I'm doing mine, so it's not as confusing. But that way, the percentage.
So hey, Tim. I was just going to say, so down here, same thing. This is just expenditure. So on the revenues, and revenues in PeopleSoft show up as a credit. That's why they're minus and this is right at the top. But so the granular application of additional program numbers did not extend into the revenues. Everything's in 14719 up top.
Mm-hmm.
Down the bottom, you've got a subtotal with the very bottom stem combined.
That's perfect.
Now, an observation here, and I don't know if this was because of a conversation that we had, but you notice that the third column in this schedule A2, it has year to date through February 28th. I think that's because there was an interest in how much had been spent to date.
Well, we had discussed discussed going ahead and including up till the end of February in our report rather than just doing it through fiscal year, just to be able to try to catch up and get ahead of it. So next year's group is already.
Some of those schedules had budget though, and that's, I just noticed that when I was printing it. So just, you know, make sure we have budget, we can. Yeah. It's a pivot table, just click.
Okay.
Let me know.
Is there just out of curiosity, is there a projection of what the final number will be this year?
Only what's currently in the budget.
In the budget.
Yeah, right. I mean, we budgeted 96% tax collections. In my experience, usually collections are like 96.3. So we should be up a little bit in revenues by year end.
Okay.
I don't recall if interest income is budgeted in revenue in the current year. I have to look, go back and look at that.
And that's one of my questions from.
I know we're prorating the interest by program.
Right.
In prior years, so that will continue on certain issues. I don't know if it's budgeted.
And does that include the interest on the fund balance? And does it include the interest on?
I doubt.
So for this year, the interest on $11 million. We've collected 39. We've spent 28.
I'll have to ask.
Okay.
Yeah, and if not. Where's that interest going?
Yeah.
Well, it's all one bank account, so you know
you just don't allocate.
We get X dollars of interest income, and somebody's using a spreadsheet to prorate it to the programs.
Okay, yeah, there's a million here, 3 million.
I see. So it's not as if that money is being
in a separate.
Account. I gotcha.
Yeah, it's like the proportionate share of the cash balance. Oh, let me get the interest allocation spreadsheet just so we can answer more clearly.
Okay.
So are we good with A2?
I think so. Are you?
Yes.
All right. I like making these notes. Job to expand.
So A2, you have not sent that. That's not in that big spreadsheet that you sent me.
It was, but I already changed it today.
Okay, because I just see schedule all your schedule B, and then schedule C, fund 101, schedule C.
Well, the first one I sent, I think it had, I think the first one was only missing B and C.
Okay, so I'm just looking at the one that has just B and C.
Okay, yeah, no, I sent that one later. The first one I sent you guys had A1, A2, and D.
But you've already updated, so.
Yeah.
But, so when you say updated, what have we changed for year ending 20? Well, I mean, 20.
I changed, let's just add a D's.
Okay, all right.
The numbers didn't change.
Right, once we've closed the year out, we don't go back and change it.
No.
Okay.
No, I just added those subtotals for this to come on this year, that's it.
Okay.
So on to B.
Yes.
So B is one of the ones that I sent, I think that's the one that I sent to, I don't know if I sent that to everybody or just you two. So resolution core, let me find that.
Right. And you, I think you said that everybody else is a PDF. Did you send out a PDF and a?
Schedule B and C, I don't know where. Okay, so this looks like it does, I can't. Sorry, technical. It's not letting me somehow. There we go. Oh, here's the one where the number changed. So on Schedule B, when I compare the original report from 2000, whenever, I guess it was 19 because this is comparing 19 and 18.
Correct.
The income amount for June 30 of 2018.
Originally it's 379.
And when I ran my report, I'll go back and verify it. And actually before, you know, before this is published, I want to give this to another set of eyes to look at it. I got 396.050.274.58, which should be on the report. I just want to confirm that what I'm pulling up is Schedule B.
I'm not seeing it on B.
Well, I mean, let's see.
Because it's got the 19 actual.
No, here you don't have the.
I don't have 18. Is that what you were just saying to me?
various changes that are reflected here.
So you're looking for, under the income analysis?
Excuse me a second, guys.
Schedule B, well, it's not just income, it's expense analysis with increase and decrease. I had to go back and add core and non-core, which I did, but it's not showing on this spreadsheet. I'm having technical issues right now. Let me go see if I have a different file pulling up in there. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
John?
Yes.
I just had a flashback to Hidden Camera. Remember that show?
Absolutely. I wonder if he knows he's on camera.
Don't do something dumb now.
I know I'm alone. Right, like.
Hey, I loved your suit at the DeSoto ball.
Were you there? Did I see you?
No, I wasn't there. I saw the photo.
Okay.
I saw the pictures. Yeah. And
there were a few people I saw that I didn't see, I think. But
yeah. No, I don't go to those kinds of things. So,
you know, I had never been to one until, I don't know, 5-8 years ago when my brother got real involved with DeSoto. And I love all the pomp and circumstance. They're great meetings. Just to have all the out-of-town, out-of-state groups there is fun.
So, okay, here's Schedule B. In the spreadsheet, for some reason, the pivot table dropped off, but this is the PDF.
Okay.
That has the data. So it's got the first row again, the three indicates it's a revenue, and it's also a credit. And it's broken down between core and resolution. So the bottom line
revenue. This is the exact one you sent me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not different.
The PDF. Yeah, no, I was looking for the pivot table over here.
No, but I'm on your spreadsheet. It's the exact same numbers.
I don't know what's. It's not even a pivot table in my spreadsheet right now. It's like a paste, like it was copied and pasted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But this is the data that should allow us, somebody, to complete Schedule B. So for each year, we've got revenues and expense by core and resolution.
Right.
And then the final year, in 2021, we have budget instead of actuals.
So what I'm asking is, you were saying you had an incorrect number on.
Oh, that was right here. See where the number one is? So revenues for.
So tell me where you're getting. You said it was 396, 050, 278. Tell me where I'm finding that number. I don't have 18. I'm looking at 19. That's why this sheet doesn't have 18.
Oh, right.
It should.
Does the spreadsheet have it?
No. No.
Okay.
But I'm also looking for 398. I mean, where's the income analysis? 398, 680, 160. I don't know where that number's coming from. I mean, and your net increase decrease was 91.75, and over here it's 91.50. So we're up by 25,000.
Well, this doesn't even have annual totals.
Oh, yeah, it was 442-122. Okay. That's 19. 442-122. Yeah, see, I've got, I think we have more problems on this one than just that one line.
So what would cause that? I mean, will something change?
I don't have the source data on this.
Yeah.
This is generated, you know, in the past month, straight out,
yeah,
out of our ERP system. Yeah, this is a PDF, so I wasn't able to title it, this is Schedule B. But I need to add 2018, though.
Yeah, if you could.
All right. Okay, that's 2018, and then I'm gonna see if I can find the source data for this, but I doubt that I'll be able to do that, but I'll try. How do we have scheduled today?
I actually am the one that had the hard stuff, and my hard stuff has been canceled, so I've got an extra half hour if we need it.
So this is Schedule B, but I need to add 2018.
Yes.
You want a copy of this then?
Please.
Okay, so there you go.
So we can ask Bobby and...
Oh yeah, maybe he has it.
Right. He may have what he and Mr. Christopher pulled from.
Could be helpful. So you want to look at Schedule C?
Sure.
Okay, so Schedule C is resolution and core expenditures by function and object.
Tim, looking at your kind of table versus what was in the report. So it says instruction 5100, student support 6100. How are those?
Where are you, John?
Right here.
I'm on C from the last schedule.
Okay.
C from the last.
Okay, nothing. Gotcha.
So, I mean, it looks like, I mean, when it went to PeopleSoft, or I'm sorry, I don't know what. I'm not familiar with which one you're using, but how do I compare? What am I looking at to compare to what used to be 5100, which was instruction? 6100,
well,
student support.
Actually, I also noticed that this doesn't have the breakdown by core. I don't think it has the breakdown by core or range. I know that's a field, so it's going to pivot table change. So, for DOE purposes, everything that starts with a 5 is rolled into 5,000. 5,100. So on this original report,
so it's that's what
it's instruction.
So anything that's 51 starts with a 5,000.
Well, the problem is the 5,000s have more than 5,100 is basic ed.
Right.
5,200 is ESE.
ESE.
So they've lumped, you know.
But it's all going to go into last year's schedule C.
But it should just be 5XXX.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which
so anything with a 5
is instruction.
Right. Anything with a 6 is SAM.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have basic. I thought it had basic in there, yeah. 6 could also be instructional support, though.
So that's not your help.
It could be guidance and media.
All right. So I'm not going to know how to compare.
Oh, well, I can take, you know what I can do with this? I mean, I can do the same kind of thing that I did with the STEM subtotals. I can pull these down and put them at the bottom and do a subtotal.
You can say this is instructional, this is SAM, this is, and I don't know why we're broken down like this.
Okay, so can we have that conversation for a moment?
Yeah.
What is the overall purpose of
Schedule C?
Of Schedule C.
To my recollection, Brady, it was Mr. Christopher was just adamant about that he didn't want the referendum to pay what the core increase should be covering as far as you get a 3% raise. If the referendum paid for all that, then they didn't get a core increase.
You know where I can...
Do you remember that conversation? or?
I do remember this, I do remember this in general.
Yeah.
I guess that.
Can I add a caution to that?
Please.
So each year the legislature plays around with categorical funding. So a few years ago, they had something called best and brightest, you know, millions of dollars going in, and they took that away, added in teacher salary increase categorical. That's going to show up as core. And I don't know if that, I mean, that might skew numbers, especially if the legislature reduces funding.
Right.
And all of a sudden now we have a core drop, a referendum increase, somebody could you know, have the wrong conclusion. Oh, the district is supplanting, not supplementing, when in fact it's, and that's what, this was the one that I asked you guys if we really wanted it anyway.
Well, I think in all this, I think that's what they're trying to somehow put in the report is, what is the core?
Yeah, but the core is a variety of different sources that are primarily controlled by the legislature.
Let's take this down to the to Joe and Joan public. We put this in front of them.
Yeah.
I'll ask a better question. Can we go find Mary? Are you there?
Yeah, I am. You want me to be Joan public?
Are you? Well, no. I'm asking you as a school board member. Have you looked at Schedule C, the comparison of core versus millage?
I don't have it in front of me, but yes, I do. I do remember discussing that with Mr. Christopher and seeing that. So
is
yeah.
Is something of interest of any other? I know that this kind of stuff is exciting for you, but for any other person, any of the other four on the board, is this something that's relevant to them?
Yes, it's very relevant, and here's okay. Why. Think about the lottery, okay? What happened with the lottery money? It was all supposed to be for education, and the legislature started chipping away at what it was regularly budgeting. And so the public wants to make sure that that is not what's going on with the referendum. In other words, don't let the referendum supplement what the district has been paying.
Understood. Okay, so you it would be your preference personally to see Schedule C stay in?
Yes, yes. Okay,
fair enough.
So just another consideration for that. So going into the 21-22 year, our original budget has an enrollment decline projected at, I think it's 1,100 students. I haven't seen the final House Senate budget versions, but it's about a $9 million revenue drop. So that, you know, the referendum funds are going to continue to do this because it's one mill based on the tax
value.
The core revenues, and therefore the core associated expenditures, should decline relative to 2021.
But I think that also, I mean, if we put the description of why core has changed, not, you know, because we don't want to pay them more or because the legislative has sent more money, we describe why the core has changed.
Okay, good.
And then you can say that's why the referendum is important, because we can't rely on the state legislature, because when they have budgetary crunches, crises, they cut the core or whatever it may be.
So yeah, footnote to supplement the quantitative.
Right. If, I mean, and that's something you have no control over as a school board, I'm assuming. You can lobby and petition, but you're talking about the whole state.
So though for Schedule C though, I'm gonna add at the bottom of this, I'm gonna combine all the 5,000s.
Okay.
Right?
But you said some of the sixes are in the instruction.
Well, media specialists, guidance counselors, they're accounted for using a function that starts with a six. That for those numbers, the 515, 253, those are functions in the state chart of accounts.
Uh-huh.
And so per DOE's chart of accounts, you know, go to the second page, guidance services is a 61.
Right.
So that's gonna have instructional staff in it. So that's why I don't know, you know, the functional breaking, you know, getting to the granularity of the functional level.
Well, I mean, my biggest thing, Tim, is I want somebody to look at last and this and be able to see where, and I don't want, well, there's numbers down here that should be up there, or there's some here that were down here last year.
Well, no, this is by, you can see the functions at the end. So it is 5,061, 62, 63, 64. So Schedule C doesn't have this, the breakdown by instructional and SAMP. And
okay.
What I need to do though, okay, so to keep this report to what, 8 pages or whatever, our attendance and social work functional number has a lot more than 2 digits. Mm-hmm. But I just picked up the first 2 digits, same thing with guidance, same thing with health. So that it was, you know, an attempt to simplify this report.
Mm-hmm.
But it has all the numbers in there, right? I mean, it's
it has all the numbers. This is too granular for
yes.
Schedule C.
Yeah.
So the same thing that I'm going to do for the 5,100, I'll do for the 6,100.
Okay.
And 6,200 is on its own line, 6,300
is 6,400. And then, so there's no 65, there's no 71.
Let's see, so combine.
Jumps to 72.
Combine 5XXX. Combine 61XX. Okay, I should be able to get you this today too, by the way.
Okay.
It's just messing with the pivot table.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
So you'll do away with like 75 and 76?
If there, are there zeros on this?
Well, it's all we get is 74 and then it goes to 77.
There must have not have been.
If there are zeros on 76. Well, not. Or some in the budget. But fiscal services you had, so I don't know where fiscal services ended up.
In the original report, maybe there, well, this again doesn't have 2018. I know it does. So there's another question. So, I mean, there is information in the ERP system that fiscal services had expenditures in 2018-19 that's not showing up on Schedule C. Don't have an answer for that.
Yeah, because it's showing there was 37 million and 31 million went to instructional.
On Schedule C?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 31 million, there it is. The total.
Well, that was budget, sorry.
Okay, the actual total for. Yeah, the oh man. So another issue with Schedule C is I don't know how to get that original budget number.
Using about 18
on any, well, yeah, I mean, 18-19, we got original budget versus adjusted budget, and then we have actual expenditures 18-19.
I mean,
I don't know how much I trust what's in the ERP system for original budget.
Well, I've got, I mean, the original budget, what I've got that we were just doing with the percentages, Tim, is close to those numbers. But
okay.
Well, I say that, but it's not 25. No. Because instructional is 18,000.
Well, here's another one for you.
Sense.
You know, per a recent runoff of ERP, 2018-19, it's on that report that I gave you guys. On the first page, you can see it shows revenues of 451. The second line is the expenditure subtotal 442,595.
Uh-huh.
This report has 443,615. It's probably the fund balance piece. I don't see it on here though.
Fund balance.
Okay.
non-resolution function categories. Okay, so the last line on the second page of Schedule C, the original one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they got that number.
The total raise.
That's 16 million, 16.5 million?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not tied back to a particular function, so you'd have to find somebody's work papers to figure out.
But that's all in the core.
All non-resolution function categories.
Yeah, so again, I think we dive deep into something like this and it's not really, I mean, I understand that we should try to understand why that exists, but it doesn't really affect the millage part of it. You know, they're showing that it's there.
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, this is off of our official financial records right here. I can't reconcile that to the original Schedule C.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we change. So what's the goal on Schedule C again? Is to show that the expenditures for resolution are increasing regardless of what's happening with core, but hopefully core is also increasing.
No, I don't think that's exactly it.
Can you separate this report, core and referendum?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I think that does it. Then.
Yeah, I do.
I think the philosophical goal is to make sure that, well, again, that what you said, we're not supplanting, we're supplementing.
Do you need it by function and object?
I don't think so. I don't know. If breaking it down by salary benefits.
I don't think it helps.
I think that's too much.
Yeah, but let me try doing it at just a higher functional level.
Yeah, because aren't benefits and all the other a percentage of?
Yeah.
For the most part.
And this is an 8-9 page report that probably could be
two. So if we can continue to use these, the 51, the 61.
Yeah, but not the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Correct.
Okay. So
you would combine 51, 52, 53. 52.
And that'll make it a lot easier, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So no objects. Okay.
There's just way too many numbers.
I agree. Somebody's going to look at this and go, they're going to look at you and go, so did it work?
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, so nothing, so. I'm going to step out on a limb and say whoever provided the committee with the information back in 2018-19, I don't know where their source.
Well, I don't think we're going to include 18-19. I say we do 19-20, and you have to do 18-19.
I think if we have the information available, we should include it.
But you've got actuals. This is 18-19.
Right.
So you've got actuals. I would compare actual 18-19. Your numbers.
So for budget, can we only use the current year? I mean, is it?
That's fine.
So we're using actuals for 18-19, actuals for 19-20, budget for 2021.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. This report is technically supposed to be a review of 19-20 fiscal year.
Correct.
Did we spend the money like we were supposed to? Yes.
We're expanding it to take it to this point.
Benefits that we're supposed to.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
So yeah, dropping the objects will make that a much quicker project. Hopefully Schedule B is easier. And Schedule D, so I'll move this one. Yeah, Schedule D was right here. So Do you want me to recycle that functional object, or do you want to keep the multi-page one that we just?
No, you just compress it.
But I mean, you want to keep your hard copy, or you want
to?
Yeah, I'll keep it just for.
Here's Schedule D. Did you get one already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All Okay, so this is one where I made an assumption for you. Since we were only doing 18-19 with the first report, there was a lot of interest in original budget, adjusted budget, actual expenditures. Now that we're doing a multi-year comparison, kind of like the end of our previous conversation, this shows actual expenditures for 19, actual expenditures for 18-19, actual expenditures for 19-20, and then budget for 2021. Those are the kinds of comparisons that I'm accustomed to making. I don't know, going back and trying to pull original budget, the final budget each year is readily available.
No, I think this is fine. If that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. John?
I'm looking, but yeah, I think.
You know, and again, I don't know if you want to, this is just referendum expenditures. Actually, no, this is just STEM.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the STEM portion.
Just STEM, right.
I'm going to have to make a notation about where's the fund balance assigned.
And these numbers match Schedule D from the prior 1.547929.
Hallelujah. So we're good with not having budget here, or is there?
I am.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good.
The only thing you need to add to this is what we've spent through two or whatever. What is the most recent date you can add? On that one that you did expenditures through.
Well, I did through 228.
228, but what can you?
I would rather use 228.
It was what is this? All right, we're just April, so that's good.
There was a lot of.
That's good.
220 is fine.
Scrubbing of data to get. So what I had to do is I had to go into the spreadsheet and identify core and resolution and create a new field so that I could add that to the pivot table. And if I had to update it for March.
I see two, I think that's last year.
So you want to add actual to 2021?
Through 228.
Now, did we want to add actuals to Schedule C also? Because that only had.
Yes.
Budget.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we want actuals through and budget.
Yes.
And all the data is already sitting there in detail. All I got to do is
click
the pivot table column. Okay, so Schedule D, just make that one change. And then the last thing that I had was that salary schedule, which is page 5 in the body of the report, not as an attachment.
Yeah,
and I sent this one to just the two of you about a week ago, or maybe the tail end of last week. It's in a different format, but it's the same information.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it called?
I call it page 5. Now it's just the salary schedules and the dollar amounts. I didn't do the percentage calculations. I wasn't sure if you still wanted to do that. I think this is user friendly.
Well, it's a question people are going to ask.
Is it important to know that the quarter hour is 2.9% of the total? Yeah. You seen it?
No.
You have an extra? Yeah, so this is, I'm sorry, that where we are. Is there a?
Now, this is in a spreadsheet, so, you know, very easy to calculate the percentages if you want to have that.
No, but I'm trying to say, is there something that will describe what each of these steps are? Because for the layperson, not having a clue what the steps.
Yeah, I mean, I can add beginning, maximum placement, and maximum step.
But aren't we hiring everyone at step 8 right now? Isn't that part of?
Oh, well, yeah, because of the recent salary increase, everyone goes up to, well, exactly, I mean, 1C and 8A are the same amount.
But
they're not. The current year.
Oh, they're all current. Okay, yeah. So before they weren't, so now.
Right.
But that's what I just want to put in our commentary is, and we need.
Legislative.
Per legislative.
Directive or appropriation in 2020-21.
Oh.
What was it, House Bill 610, I forget what it's called.
That's step 8A.
Or 641, let me look at it. Like, you want to reference that off, Bill?
Yeah. I mean, I think if we put that in there for the public, I know it's a report to the board, but it's also a report to the public.
Somebody can pull it up.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. No, yeah, I think that's a good
because somebody's going to look and go, 1C to 8A, what's the...
Yeah, right, and they say, well, why is... Anyway, so...
Yeah, HB 641.
And that was this year's legislation?
It was in the 2020 session. So okay. It's the 2020-21 fiscal year.
So that wouldn't have anything to do with the report we're submitting because we're doing it through fiscal year 20.
Well, only.
Yeah, but we're also.
We're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and include this year. Yes, right.
But this will still be in our report.
But we're saying from the year we're reporting. That starting teachers were 39, step 8 was 44, and 37 was 71.
So you only go and add that notation, minimum, max placement, max step?
Yes. Maybe instead of the step, it's minimum, max placement, and max salary.
And just you know, just to point out, we do have multiple schedules for our teachers, depending if they're 11 months, you know, 12 months. So this. That's why it states at the top that it's the pay for performance 10 month salary. We don't want to, and that's going to be the majority of our teachers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other schedules out there.
Don't ever tell my wife she's a 10 month employee. I did that once.
I started that fight off with just for, you know, but I usually say 9.
I've had many conversations about contract lengths.
Yeah. All right, so.
So page 5 was the last one that I had on my to-do list.
And so can we then say that the core pay went from, well, it didn't change at all.
100 bucks from 19 to 20.
Well, yeah, we didn't change the schedule, but, you know, people move on. Yeah, somebody might have gone, gosh, what did we settle? Where did we settle? Did we just test this year? Yeah. I don't remember.
You did last year. So remember, that's the.
You go from 8A to 8B, so you get a raise, but it's not reflected in the schedule itself.
So teachers got raises, but 8A didn't. So if you had gone from 7 to 8, you were still making 44,941. But if you went from, I mean, this is theoretical. If you went from 9 to 10, you may have gone from 44,941 to 45,250. It's
yeah. This is
the steps were adjusted.
The only raise component here really is the
referendum
supplement
and the additional 15.
Potentially, yeah.
But because we did 15, not increase cores.
But yeah, the additional 15 stayed the same for, you know, 37C. Between 1920 and 2021, and that's what, you know, if the schedule doesn't change but we get step, that's kind of a missing piece.
So it's hard to say because this is saying beginning core pay in 1718, was 47,135, but I don't know what level that is, because it's not 1C, 8A, or 37C in 1718. And then went to 48,512.
John, I have no, I'm sorry, I don't see where you are.
No, I'm on your last year's report.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
So I'm trying to match this to this. So it's saying that the core went to here, and then that's where it started the next year.
Right.
Oh, you know what though?
That's average. That's average salary.
So we don't know, is that 1 through 37?
It should be a weighted average, but I mean, does it include all schedules?
Right.
Yeah, the answer depends on the question.
Or what do you want it to answer?
This is not the right place.
No, we got lots of questions.
Come on, we got lots of.
Like a scary place.
Run.
How is it?
Well, two of us have vodka. And one of us is. One
I'm
of
drinking
is,
water.
One of us has nothing.
Well,
I'm the one with nothing.
We're making headway.
We are.
Did you see the board approved to go in November?
I did. That's what Tim was saying.
Yeah. We are looking for a chair.
There's a couple right here.
No.
There's a big comfy one there.
A chair for our campaign.
There.
Hey Mary. But we're real excited that, you know, we're gonna be.
Hi there.
That's awesome.
Did they approve the ballot language last night too, or
yeah,
just
they approved the ballot language of the referendum?
You would think that would have been in the paper today.
It'll be in tomorrow.
Oh, it was too late.
They're always a day behind that.
It was late. We finished after 10 last night. But you know, the next steps, we'll have to go to the supervisor of election, which he already knows. That's why he's Mr. Bennett today. But it goes to the county commission and so forth. So, you know, it's still a little early. We won't really start any, you know, lots of big conversations until July. But yes, we appreciate all your help and you guys paying close attention to the numbers and keeping. You know, keeping everybody honest and informed.
Tim's been a huge help.
Tim is fabulous.
Absolutely.
Tim, you know, anybody that has 30 years of doing the job.
I've retired once.
Had a lot of knowledge. And you can't.
You're double dipping, is that what you're saying?
Well,
he's been up.
Well, yeah, I do.
He gets a salary, but he can't be in retirement again. No. But, you know, the Florida finance system is so convoluted. So if you don't really have somebody that has a lot of knowledge.
You could have just stopped with, you know, Florida.
Florida. But it's so complicated that if you, you know, it takes time, don't you think, Tim, to really, I would say to be an expert of knowing.
I don't think there's that much time. We did the.
Y'all been on this for 3 years. You are experts now.
Almost.
It's amazing. I mean, I've learned.
Yeah.
I've learned probably more than I needed
that
to.
You ever wanted
than
to.
I ever wanted to. But I mean, I've enjoyed my time doing it.
Yeah, that's great.
I feel like, you know, we're doing something.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, it makes a huge difference. If y'all need anything, tell this guy right here.
He's giving us more than we need.
I've got my assignment. I've got that resolution, the flex resolution ready for to go. Are you available for a few minutes?
I thought Ghost was in here, but obviously I went to the wrong place. But I'll be.
We're almost done.
Good, okay. No problem. So good to see you guys.
Bye-bye.
Good to see you.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy hump day.
Who is
it's Friday for me.
Amanda, who is the other phone number on the bottom, or is that Mary twice?
The 708 number.
Somebody's trying to talk.
Amanda?
Can you hear me?
Mary?
I'm on here, but I'm only on here once. Once is enough.
Unmuted. I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Amanda.
Hello?
Okay, the 708-8770 is the district office. It's my office.
Oh, okay. I'll tell them.
So anyway, the last part of the conversation was.
So this was an average. So we don't know if it's a weighted average. We don't know. So we can go back now. I mean, we've got numbers for each of the steps. So we can recreate this.
Well, this was, yeah, this was based on our conversation.
Yeah. No, this is better than this. Okay. For sure. I mean, okay. Without a doubt.
I'd like to ditch this.
Yeah, so page 5 will be
okay,
this. I mean, we'll massage this.
Perfect.
Okay. So component percentage. Okay, that's easy. That's what you've already got.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't do the percentages.
Yep. Right.
John, do we need these in any other format to be able to put our presentation together?
No, if we've got them in Excel,
okay,
then we can
okay
screenshot. That's
well,
what we did last.
That will, I will.
So now it's putting together, ready, the opinion of the committee is what the rest of it has to be.
Which is what we're going to do May 17th.
Okay. So we'll have all the data ready to send to Arizona.
Yeah.
And then I think you should have a draft of take this and pare it down
yeah.
for this year.
Okay.
And send that out to everybody before as well.
Can you email this to me?
I can. Or, I can in Word.
Yeah.
I want to send it to you.
You'd have to send it through Amanda, but
yeah.
That's fine. That way I can.
Do you have a flash drive? Because I have it in my office.
Yeah, I've got it.
You're right.
That way I can just go through. There's some stuff I'd like to parse out.
I think I can send it to you and Amanda together.
Okay. Yeah, because as long as I don't.
Don't answer me.
Right.
Okay. And if we're in the public right now, it's obvious they know what we're doing. So.
Right.
And I'll copy. And in there as well, just so everybody's on.
Mary, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Might be a problem with the audio.
I can hear. Can you all hear me?
I wonder if we can see.
Can you see me?
There's the chat thing. There it is.
Okay. I was just going to make sure she was at that next meeting.
Do you want the one? I'm going to send that. Do you want the one from?
Oh, Mary's. Yeah, she responded. Yeah. She's there. So apparently there's a, can you hear us? Mary? Oh yeah, obviously you can.
I don't think that, so I'm gonna take okay. this. I've got 19s to view already. I want to take last year's
yep.
to save myself from starting from scratch.
Yep.
I'm gonna cheat.
We don't have audio on this side any longer, by the way.
Mary, I just wanted to make sure you'll be attending our meeting on the 19th. There's some, another issue with not another issue. I'd like to discuss the openings on the board while you're there. Committee, not board.
Have we, is that part of your agenda? So everybody will get that a week before to come up with ideas and stuff. That's awesome. I thought it was.
Yeah,
that
was part of the
Tim, thank you.
Oh, thank you
very much.
Yeah,
and this is
what I'm working on right now.
It took us an hour.
Yeah. You have to adjourn, right?
I do. I have to do it in the right order, though. So, administrative matters, date of next meeting is May 17th. That is a full committee meeting. Anybody has any agenda items they'd like added, please send them to 19th. Myself. 19th, May 19th. Thank you, John, for the correction. May 19th. We have any comments from committee or staff? Okay, hearing none, meeting is adjourned at 2:20.